Chapter 12, Temptation and Divine Destiny. In Mark chapter 14, verses 37 through 38, we learn, "And he came back and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Have you not the strength to keep awake and watch with me for 1 hour? Keep awake and watch and pray constantly, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, "For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you, that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently." Chapter 12, Devotional 1. My grief is almost killing me. Victory over depression. In Mark 14, verses 33 and 34, we learn, "And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be struck with terror and amazement, and deeply troubled and depressed. And he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sad, overwhelmed with grief, so that it almost kills me. Remain here and remain awake and be watching." Here we see the humanness of Jesus in contrast to the powerful, miracle-working Son of God who came to walk the earth. We see the man who is struck with terror and amazement and deeply troubled and depressed, man overwhelmed with such intense terror, grief, and sadness that he says, "It almost kills me. My mind goes numb with the full realization of the level of emotional and spiritual agony Jesus experienced in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the indescribable pain that he endured as he was scourged and crucified." As I read this passage, I am reminded of a period in my own life where my depression and sadness was so intense that I thought I might die. In fact, many days I thought of suicide and longed for death as an escape. I can't help but wonder how anyone can read this passage and think, "Jesus does not understand what I am going through." Reading on in Mark, we find that Jesus must have felt abandoned by Peter, James, and John in the garden. 3 times he asked them to stay awake, keep watch, and pray, and yet each time he returned and found them asleep. What intense disappointment and hurt he must have felt. And yet we see Jesus rise above his emotions to face his ultimate betrayal by Judas, torture, and crucifixion with courage and trust in God. He was resolved to fulfill his divine destiny as Christ, the Messiah. Child of God, the next time you're feeling depressed and sad, believing that the pain is just too much to bear, I encourage you to remember Jesus. Remember, Jesus knows suffering and pain. He knows how it feels to stare death in the face. Cry out to him and trust him to lift you up, pour out his love and grace. He will help you walk into your divine destiny. Lord, thank you for showing me the human side of Jesus. Jesus, you overcame abandonment, feelings of sadness, grief, and depression, and refused to give up or quit. Jesus, in you I have strength and courage to walk out my divine destiny. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.